New health recommendations today as more medical professionals are urging anyone over 50 to begin having regular colorectal screenings. We have the latest on how to tell if you actually need a colonoscopy or if your doctor is just being kind of a pervert. And anyone who chooses not to have their rectum examined will want to stick around for this. From clearing overgrowth around his headstone to just sitting in the grass silently, we'll talk with a relationship expert who has some great ideas to spice up any date between you and your deceased husband. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. I hope you're all finished prepping, because I'm about to stick the news way up there. Back in a moment. Well, for many of us who are getting older, this notoriously unpleasant procedure looms large. That's right, I'm talking about the dreaded colonoscopy. As much as you might want to avoid it, experts are once again recommending you suck it up and bite the bullet. In fact, Washington's top health officials are urging every American over the age of 50 to get a colonoscopy in order to properly determine whether aliens are inside of you and controlling you. For more on this, we're joined by OPR senior medical correspondent Jenna Resnick.
Hi, Leslie.
So, Jenna, the first thing I think of when I think of colonoscopies is, no thank you. I don't want some stranger with a camera poking and prodding around up there. Is this procedure really necessary?
Yes, Leslie, it is. And the key word here is early detection. According to doctors at the UC San Francisco School of Medicine, the earlier they can get a visual of your colon, the earlier they can determine whether an extraterrestrial has burrowed its way into your intestines, only to extend a series of tentacles throughout your anus to pilot you like a fleshy human skin puppet.
Okay, but Jenna, you can see why people don't want to do this procedure. You have to drink some foul-tasting goop, evacuate your bowels, and then have a doctor snake a Roto-Rooter up there. And for what? Just so they can tell me I don't have any little green men living up there?
Yes, it's annoying, but what these aliens want to do to you is deadly. Sure, some could simply be sapping your body for energy or running stagnant tests to analyze humans, but others? They could burst straight out of your chest one day with a full set of claws and fangs, sending your blood and guts every which way. And no family wants to see that.
So you're saying an alien could be inside me and I wouldn't even know?
Precisely. Even if you seem perfectly healthy from the outside, doctors say an alien could already be controlling your brain and telling your mouth to say things like, "Greetings, human, I am a human just like you." Or randomly one day just eat a dog or cat. Just listen to these people whose lives were saved by early detection.
Sure, I'd been having trouble defecating, but who doesn't at this age? Ends up, there was a whole highly intelligent alien colony living up there. And they were telling me to go to the White House.
Okay, fine, but I'm a healthy guy, I eat well, I don't have any weird health history in my family, and I've only ever been abducted and beamed up to a spaceship once, and not in the last 10 years. What are the odds that there's really an alien inside me?
One time? Leslie, I would highly recommend you get tested.
I told you, I'm fine.
Whoa, why did your voice just do that?
Do what?
Okay. Well, to all our listeners over 50, according to doctors, after your first colonoscopy, you should plan on getting tested roughly every 10 years. However, if they find an alien living up there and have to remove it, you should get tested even more frequently, just in case it laid eggs.
Thank you, Jenna. That will be all.
Leslie, what are you doing?
Hail King Quantor, Eggfather of Quadrant 5692A. Eggfather, I live to please you.
That's weird. Jenna must be taking a nap. Well, anyway,
we will be right back.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
Boy, oh boy, all this news sure has made me hungry. For more news, here's what else you need to know today. It's no secret President Trump has been less than forthcoming with his successor during the transition process, but President-elect Joe Biden is saying there's no cause for concern, insisting today that any lack of cooperation from the Trump administration will not interfere with his future administration's 4 years of total political inaction. Biden today remained confident that he would be able to keep things just the way they are with or without the help of President Trump, and is now even beginning to receive daily briefings on how he can keep things completely unchanged for all Americans once he takes office. And amid increased lockdown measures in his state, California Governor Gavin Newsom is under fire today for not adhering to some of his own mandates. Newsom today is being slammed by Californians across the state after being spotted eating at the popular fine dining establishment, the French Laundry, despite the fact that Atelier Crène is clearly a superior take on upscale contemporary cuisine. He should be ashamed of himself. And finally, there is some good news amid the pandemic, as the coronavirus has announced that it is becoming increasingly optimistic that a new mutation will be widely available to the public by early spring. Couldn't come soon enough. I already know the first thing I'm going to do once I get it. Well, that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price, and I'm sorry to say that today I have to leave you with a bit of sad news to report. After 85 years, The Topical will be discontinuing the print edition of this podcast. It's been quite a run. If you ask me, I still prefer that feeling of turning the physical page of a podcast, but as the old saying goes, the times, they are a-changin'. Plus, the two people who transcribed it were getting paid way too much money, so they had to go. But I'm sure they'll land on their feet. Anyway, this has been The Topical. We'll see you next time.